Uh-oh.
This is the worst.
What's wrong?
Did someone steal your rainbow?
Somebody stole my patience.
Oh! That was a disaster.
Vibes are on.
It's Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. This is Hannah B. with the Monday Morning Motivation Podcast. I hope everyone is feeling nothing but positive vibes on this beautiful Monday morning. This week, I have a creative, amazing, and talented young woman, Marie, owner of the Radio Fam. Marie, thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to be a part of Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
I'm so excited to finally be on your podcast.
I'm so excited. You are, you literally, when I think of like a star in radio and who stands for people in radio, I think of you. Like, you have done so much for every person in this industry. And, you know, when I think of you and when I think of the Radio Fam, I feel like I met all the people in the industry through the Radio Fam. And so... There might be some people that aren't familiar with the Radio Fam, whether they're in or not in radio. So first of all, can you just give a little background of what the Radio Fam is before we get into what motivated, inspired you to start the Radio Fam?
Right now, it's so funny that you're asking me this. I just came out of being in Nashville at CRS, and I was walking away like, man, I really need to improve my elevator pitch. Because I was like, Radio Fam's a lot of things right now.
It's so hard. It's like 20 seconds to sum up what you want. And you're like, I don't know how to, I know.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, and making it short, a bullet point in for right now is it's a brand that advocates for radio people, which also, you know, that there's a podcast arm of it that also has a, you know, video element to it. So if you like to see what the radio people look like, you know, and then there's like a shop at theradiofam.com, you know, like where there's like, you know, merchandise and stuff like that. That's kind of all, you know, inside jokes for the radio industry and stuff like that. And then other blogs that are hopefully helpful to some people, you know, about like streaming or podcasting and stuff like that.
I love it. I have like half of the shop online in my closet.
You
right
do.
Now. I remember I bought like the pillow, the t-shirt. I have a few sweatshirts. Yeah. And I was just on it the other day and I have like a shopping cart. So Marie, I love it. What inspired you to create the brand Radio Fam? Were you in radio that maybe you kind of wanted to make like a life change? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So, I worked a lot of in the radio industry. I worked in promotions and I always just had a love for, marketing and marketing radio, being the person on the back end that, you know, was either making the station sound cool or look cool or the talent or the shows and stuff like that. And then when like social media, you know, came about, I was like, ooh, this is really cool too. You know, a digital way to do this. And I found that really fascinating and fun. And then, then, you know, working in radio, there was kind of some of that, like, you know, restriction to, you know, creativity and, you know, you're working for a company. So it's like, you know, there's, you have to do things the way they want to and certain ways. And I was always kind of playing with social media on the side, you know, like I'd create like different meme accounts or like, they were usually like a lot of Instagram accounts. Cause that was like what was, you know, popping at the time. And so I was trying to, you know, just sort of figure out like if I could just grow a community, but I didn't really like have a reason why, like a purpose. I was just kind of more fascinated by how social media worked. And then, you know, so I had just doing that on the side, you know, then having the, you know, not being able to be as creative with the Instagram I created with my radio station. So then at that point, you know, just kind of going through a bunch of different ideas, one day I was like, why don't I create a Instagram that's like for radio people, you know, if it's something I actually enjoy,
right,
you know, maybe I'll actually do it, because I would always like stop them. So I actually like, you know, just started posting radio stuff. And then all of a sudden, and it was like, okay, you know, like it started attracting more people and I started featuring more people. And then it's kind of grown into, I guess, a bigger community than I imagined. Like I thought it would just be like a little, you know, thing. And like, and I kind of at the beginning also wanted to show people, like radio people, that, hey, you know, if you could get some people following you and interested in what you were posting, then you could sell, you know, you could sell a post for like $50 or something like that and get, right. you know, right. some extra cash. And, you know, if I could do that, then like you guys can.
Absolutely. Wow. That is just so awesome and so inspiring, because something that you thought was going to be so small is, I mean, everyone in radio knows who the Radio Fam is. Like, no one.
You're too kind. A lot of people. Maybe not everybody.
I'm serious, though. It's like everyone knows Marie from the Radio Fam. But originally, I didn't know that it was you that ran the account. And I remember I was at like the virtual CRS last year. Shout out to McCall Taylor. We love you. She was like, wait, do you know Marie? And I was like, who's Marie? And she's like, she's the one that runs the Radio Fam. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's who does it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to follow her. She's like the coolest person ever. And I was so upset. I was so like obsessed. I love the Radio Fam. And then I was like, oh my gosh, Mom Marie from the Radio Fam followed me back. Like, I was so excited. So I just love that story, because, you know, you followed what you wanted to do, right? Like, you knew you loved the promotions mm-hmm. part of radio. Like, not everyone wants to be behind the mic, and some people want to be behind the scenes, and I think it's mm-hmm. great what you're doing. Can you tell me a little bit more about that podcast? I know we did an episode about it, but what made you want to start to do a podcast?
So that part is interesting. That was more so there's a couple of people that I've been watching grow their companies using LinkedIn and podcasting, and so before I even really thought of doing the pod, you know, I just, you know, didn't consider myself a host or podcast or anything like that. But I liked that they were recording video of their podcast, and they were taking the snippets and putting it on LinkedIn and social media and getting really recognized and noticed that way. So I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, I want to record video with people and have conversations and pull snippets out of that for social media. I think that would be fun. So then I was doing that, you know, I would also put the full video on YouTube. And then, you know, I was like, this is kind of cool. It's almost like a little like show sort of, you know, it's like a whole recorded conversation. And I would just kind of call it that, like a recorded video conversation. And then I kind of just was like, I don't know, like as I was doing them, I thought, you know what, like people, not everybody likes to just sit down and watch a YouTube video. A lot of people like to listen to podcasts. So, you know, maybe I just rip the audio off of here and just throw it on a podcast. So I just like hired a friend to just sign me up on all the podcast platforms, you know, through Anchor. And then I would just send over the audio and just say, hey, you know, throw it up on the podcast for me. So there was really like not much to it. But then like, as it started going, you know, like little by little, like, and I wasn't even like looking at the analytics or anything like that. Like, I didn't have any access to it. I just was like, it was just like a throwaway. But then the more I like was editing the videos and like learning more about that, I really like enjoyed the editing process. And then like what, like how they looked, you know, in the end, like the way the video looked, and then like how the audio was going to sound. So then I just like, from then I was like, kind of really like, okay, I guess it's just a bit. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
Oh no, trust me. This is the perks of living in different states, right? And don't worry, my dogs are in the basement barking too. So, and people that are listening probably have dogs that are barking too. So don't even stress.
Oh, that's too funny. Yeah. So then, you know, at that point, it like, it just kind of like, and then it's also easier just to tell people, and it sounds more exciting rather than being like, hey, do you want to be on my video conversation on YouTube? If I'm just like, hey, want to be on my video podcast? And they're like, oh, cool. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So I loved when you did, like when we did that episode together, it was so fun because it was just like a great conversation. Like, we could have talked all night about radio, like, and our passion for the business. Like, I remember I had so much fun doing that podcast with you.
Yeah. And it's funny. That's how like every episode with every person, like I edit them down to be about a half an hour long, but they're all, you know, about like an hour and a half, sometimes almost 2 hour conversations of just radio.
Yeah.
And I can just keep going, you know?
And that's the awesome thing about radio is I feel like when you find a bunch of people that are passionate in the industry, and like, that's why I love going to the conferences and the seminars and all that jazz, because it's just like, you get everyone in the same room that's passionate about the same thing. And we all love to talk in general, but then you get a bunch of radio people in the room together and it's just like, oh my gosh, like it's just exciting to meet people because like the thing with this business is everyone lives in another state. So like, you know, yeah. We have you in Colorado, we have Kira out in Pennsylvania, and there's just people all over. But the great thing is we have such a tight knit community. And I truly believe that a lot of it comes from the radio fam. And I'm not just saying that because we're doing this podcast about you, but honestly, like you post, I know like once a week you usually do the Meet the Fam post on the radio fam. So what is that about for people that maybe aren't familiar with that? You do, you kind of spotlight someone that's in the business, right?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Which is, you know, tough to keep up with. I've learned, but people actually really like it. Because it's funny, when I first started it, it was kind of like, hey, you know, I'm going to start featuring people, you know, meet the fam, meet people that are in your family, your radio family here. And then so I, you know, did like a thing. I was like, you know, sign up here. And I got all these submissions and I was like, oh my gosh, like trying to keep up with them. Like, I mean, some people legit like did not get featured until like a year later after submitting their stuff. So it's now like, I'll just like keep it on the low. And it's like when people ask like, oh, how do you get featured? You know, I'll say, oh, here's the thing. And I send them the thing right away, you know, or if like, or I'll see somebody doing something and I'll reach out, but I do it like a little at a time. But yeah, I basically just kind of like, it's like a nice way, I think, with using Instagram, it's like a visual way for people to get to know people. I know like All Access does some like, you know, 10 questions or whatever with radio talent and stuff. And so I think I asked a few more than 10, but, you know, I like to just kind of lay it out in picture form too, so people can kind of really get like what their faces look like. And it's really cool to see people follow each other from there. Or like my favorite is when people tag me and like when they've like met up in like other states with each other and they're like, we're meeting, you know, to see you or something. And like, I love that stuff.
No, honestly, I remember when you reached out to me asking if I wanted to be featured. And I remember my mom was sitting next to me. As you know, I'm very close with my mom and I'm like, Mom, the radio fan just reached out asking if I wanted to be featured. And I'm like, I'm not even like in radio yet, but I'm like, this is awesome. And then I just remember all like, it's so great because then I met all these radio people and then you get all these followers and you're like, wow, this is awesome. This is awesome for my brand. Like, you know, and it's.
And then you participated when we did like the free for all, like kind of fun thing, last collaboration last year. Yes. Like it was about this time last year, actually last March.
Yeah, it was. Isn't that, time is just flying. Now, Marie, you have a full-time job in addition to the radio fam, correct?
I do.
So how do you manage your time? Like, do you get overwhelmed? Do you get stressed? Like, if you do, it's okay. We're totally open on here. But how do you manage? How do you manage that?
Well, probably like most people, I should be better. But, you know, it's always changing. You know, so I'm always trying to evaluate, like, what I can do to, you know, fix things, whether that's, like, you know, a different scheduling app or, you know, so I'm always trying to like network with people and seeing like what they're using, you know, like what are you using to schedule or what are you using to curate your links or, you know, what podcasting platform are you using? What software, you know, so there's a lot of that. And then I definitely do get overwhelmed. I'm in a unique position where I am like my job that I have, we went remote when the pandemic happened. So there's a lot of stuff that I can, my job is I'm an executive assistant. So an executive assistant, like we're a lot of on call, like there's a lot of on call that happens as it is. So, you know, when you're not working on a project actively, you have a lot of downtime. So, you know, in between the downtime is, you know, when I'll do work on stuff like that, you know, in between meetings and just kind of juggle both. But lots of times too, is like, I'm working into the night. So it's like, we usually work a lot at my regular job, like in the morning and then kind of take a break in the afternoon. And then at night, you know, do more of like the radio fam stuff, you know, but sometimes they just kind of intertwine. Like sometimes I'll work on the executive assistant stuff at night. And then sometimes I'll work on the radio fam stuff during the day. Just all over.
Yeah, no. And I think that's awesome. Like I was just wondering, cause I remember when I was working full time at the media school and then I was doing my podcast, then I would come home, you know, work on my podcast, work on my brand. And then that's when I was trying to find an on-air gig. So I was constantly working on air checks and my resume and sending them to PDs. And then, you know, I was doing like a few other gigs at the same time. And I just remember, like, I think back, I'm like, I honestly, like, I didn't do any self-care. And I do this podcast and I'm like, self-care, self-care, self-care. I'm like, but I need to practice what I preach, because I was working like all the time. And, you know, now that I have my dream job, it's like a weight off my shoulders. But obviously, you know, you got to keep pushing, keep motivating, and keep hustling no matter what in this business. And so, but I always ask people, I'm like, how do you manage your time when doing multiple jobs? Because when I did it, I tried to manage it, but I always overworked myself. Like when it was like 5 o'clock, I'm like, oh, I'll just stay at work for like another 2 hours. I'm like, it's fine. And then it's like 7 o'clock, and then I still have so much more work to do for my other gigs when I got home. And I think self-care is so important, not only for people in radio, but for people that, you know, work or they have kids or, you know, if they're older, self-care is so important. So I kind of wanted to twist it a little bit to self-care, because you are such a hardworking woman. Like, you are incredibly hardworking. So what do you like to do for self-care?
Again, I should totally be better about that. And, you know, I'm learning in doing my podcast, because I'm talking, you know, to obviously a lot of radio creatives, that we're all very similar. We all take on a lot of projects. We all work too hard. I work on a lot of things. We all have lots of ideas that we don't have enough time for.
I know. I feel that. I'm like, I have all these ideas, but I'm like, I need more time in a day.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably does not surprise me that like you would feel that way too. Is like it's definitely a pattern I'm picking up with everybody. I want to, you know, I need to be better about that, like self-care. I admittedly probably don't do it enough. You know, I try to be better when I do travel, about like not having my computer out the entire time. I've been able to be a little successful about that, but I definitely am the type of person that when I get back to the hotel room, I'll open it up kind of thing. But you know, there's some times where certain things that I'm doing for work are relaxing. But I'd actually love in doing this brand to kind of have more people help me with that. So I know that I have some, you know, radio creatives that are, you know, mental health advocates, or, you know, or they, you know, are actively meditating and they can help people with that. So I'd love to kind of incorporate them into the brand more, to not only help myself, but then other radio people like, you know, you or other people, you know, that need to do better self-care, that can, maybe they can help us with tips, you know, being like a creative that is able to balance that a little more successfully.
Absolutely. Cause I think for us, you know, being in radio, but really any type of job, no matter where, like someone's working in marketing or sales or teacher, nurse, you know, you're constantly on the go and constantly on the move. And I think also like in radio, we're always we're creators. So we're constantly creating content. And like, it's just sometimes like at the end of the day, you're like, I don't want to go to bed, because you're like, I have this idea, but I'm like, I really need to sleep because I have to like do another day of work tomorrow, but I really don't want to forget this idea and the steps that I'm going to take. So I think, I think we're all in the same boat. And, you know, I'm starting to realize that, you know, you do want to make sure that you take that time for yourself to refresh and rejuvenate the mind, because, you know, we are content creators and we want to be able to refresh and be rejuvenated for the next day. And Marie, you spoke on a panel at CRS Country Radio Seminar, and I saw you post on LinkedIn, and I believe it was Instagram and Facebook. I saw it, like, I don't remember where, but I loved it because you shared that, you know, you were the girl in school that had a fear of speaking, and you overcame that. You were literally on a panel at CRS. Tell us about that. Tell me about that. And
I wouldn't say it's fully overcome, but you know, you got to take those steps that are uncomfortable, right?
How did it go? Like, tell me your experience with public speaking and, you know, kind of how you got out of your comfort zone for this country radio seminar.
It's funny. I was definitely the person, like, I was the type of person, like, you know, in college, you know, or high school, that if we have a group project and somebody needs to present, I'd be the person like hey, can I do all the creative work behind it? Like all the art, like all the, and I'll do all the work if as long as somebody else talks, you know, like I'll bargain with you. And so, yeah. So then it's interesting though, as in, because yeah, like when you said, you know, you didn't know who I was behind the brand at first, like a lot of people didn't, I kind of kept that secretive. And then, but as it's kind of turning into like the business side and all that, I was realizing that it's important and that I need to, talk more about it. And so, you know, I got to be comfortable like networking and putting my face out there and having people know who I am. And so, and even though like, I don't like public speaking, I always thought like, man, wouldn't it be so cool that like, cause I'll hear people do like those TED talks and stuff and say kind of the same thing. Like I never would have pictured myself up here, but here I am. And like, I don't, maybe like one day, like that'd just be so crazy to say if I did. So then when Chris Cruz actually hit me up and
Chris
was
Cruz,
like,
hey, we love you.
He's the best. He is. He actually hit me up to talk on, you know, this panel about imposter syndrome, you know, just something a lot of creative people go through and I guess people in general. And so I was like, well, I can't not do it. You know what I mean? Like, I can't just turn it down because like, oh, well, I'm just too shy to like go speak. Like I have to take the step and like, it's going to be uncomfortable. You know, it's going to be hard, but you know, I, first of all, had faith in like Chris Cruz's vision, you know, that, you know, he like, I want to be a part of it. You know, I always told him this is something he wants to do and it's an idea. I am, have my faith in him so much that I'm in, you know, I'm always in. I said, I'll do it. And, you know, I definitely, what helped was also is that, you know, the person moderating, Dan Mason, he was awesome. He was just a great moderator that, you know, made me feel very comfortable in coaching me even before I, you know, the night before and all that. And then, you know, my, the other people that were on the panel with me were just people that I felt very comfortable and like, relaxed because they, it's like I knew they had my back. So it was like a lot of having the support there. Now I definitely, you know, when I first opened my opening line, like I blanked out and kind of stumbled over my words.
Oh,
and I had
okay.
to tell them like, yeah, I had to tell them like I'm experiencing this right now, like the imposter syndrome and all that. And they were like, so it was, even though it was a little embarrassing for me, it was, I guess, good for the people in the audience to see that, like, yeah, like I am human and I'm not 100% comfortable up here, but I'm doing it.
Exactly. And then, exactly. And
there's one other time.
Yeah.
Okay. There's one other time where I like blanked out when he was like talking to me and I was like, can you repeat the question?
I do that. Marie, I can't tell you how many times I have done that.
Like, I was like, oh no.
No, Marie, trust me. Like, I just remember, okay, because I love radio and I love, like, this is, like, what I'm always, like, thinking about. But when I was in school and college and I had to take, like, my gen eds and I'd be sitting in math class, like, I was not listening to, like, anything my professor was saying. Like, I was just thinking about, like, radio and what I wanted to do with my podcast. And, like, I was not listening. And then he would, like, oh, Hannah, so what do you think? I'm like, I honestly was not listening to anything. Or can you repeat the question, please? Like, oh, it happens. So it happens. But, you know, I think...
We're human.
Right? And I think the biggest thing is you're completely open and honest. So people know... That makes them feel more comfortable and they feel like that, you know, they're not alone going through that same situation. You know what I mean? And that's the biggest thing rather than, you know, people acting like, oh, it's totally fine. Like I have no fear, but like you were open and honest. And I know people would really appreciate that. Like I know I would, cause I'll be like, I'd be scared if I was up there too. You know, like you're in front of a bunch of radio people and it could be, but I'm so proud of you. And I saw that and I'm like, what a great group of people, like a great group of people. And I'm so happy and I'm so proud that, you know, you went out of your comfort zone and like you said, you know, when you were in school, in high school, middle school, it was a challenge for you, but you did it. And I'm sure when you got done, you're like, yeah, I was up on that stage. I was up on that panel. That was me. Like, I did that, you know, and that's a big accomplishment. So you go, Marie. Always, always killing the game.
Thank you.
So one last question for you. If you had any piece of advice for someone that's, you know, starting out in the business in radio, and because I have a lot of students at the Illinois Media School that, you know, they go to school 8 months and then they graduate and they're looking for a job. If you had one piece of advice for anyone that's beginning to chase their dream, but maybe they're getting rejected a lot because you know how this business is, what would it be? And then I'll add my advice right after yours.
Okay. I would definitely say is to do something like similar to like what you were doing, put out content already. So whether that is a podcast or a Twitch channel, or, you know, being very active on social media, you know, a TikTok, a YouTube, whatever it is, you know, like if you are the example I like to give that if you are somebody that is newer in radio and you're because applying for morning show jobs, you want this morning show job, it's a lot harder now to just apply to those jobs and hope to get the right one and move up and everything. If you've got a friend that you want to try out doing mornings with, start a podcast with them and already start practicing. So you have an air check and you have content already to send to these people. Cause lots of times people stop it.
Don't worry.
A lot of these times that people that are, you know, building it and when it becomes something that they enjoy, it turns into something, you know, like it bigger. And then, you know, with social media, it gets you noticed. Again, that's how, like, I noticed you and I saw that you were doing something and putting out content and that's what's going to, you know, it's like networking, but in a digital way. You know, they always talk about it. So who you know and who you talk to. Another piece of advice too is what I tell people, like, you know, so let's say you are somebody with a podcast or a Twitch channel, like somebody, a platform to interview people like you're doing now. Like here's a cheap way that people don't realize that they can get themselves interviews without getting it, without like looking like they're doing that. So let's say that I want to get a job in Chicago or whatever, for example. So let's make it, you know, the podcast, maybe just the series or whatever, that's a niche thing to that it was about me interviewing media people in Chicago. So if I'm a new person, then I'm going to go talk to every media person or every radio person that I can find in Chicago that will say yes to my podcast, because lots of people, when they get excited, when you say, hey, you want to be on my podcast? Well, lots of people will tell you yes.
Absolutely.
You're
going
to get, so by default, you as the interviewer are now going to meet all these radio people, all these people in media that are great networking for you without any pressure. So let's say they really like you, you know, at the job, and all of a sudden they're like, you know what? We have an opening, or, you know, let's say they have an opening later and your resume shows up at the, you know, on the, in the pile, you're like, oh my gosh, I know that person. You know, I was on their podcast and they already made that relationship with you. So it's like, you can make a relationship, and that's with all these people in whatever field you want to work in, even not just radio.
Absolutely.
You can learn from them.
Absolutely.
Directly from experts. Yeah. So you're getting educated, plus you're getting free interviews. So like, yeah, that's a great way to meet people in the industry.
I love everything that you just said. Like, it was perfect. Absolutely perfect. And to tag along on that, I think that, you know, my first season, I brought on a lot of media people, a lot of radio people, and they all had my back when auditioning for XLC. Like, everyone had my back. Mm-hmm. Everyone put in a good word. And I think that's huge, is making those connections in this industry. And honestly, that goes for any job, not just radio, but if you work in, I don't know, let's say you're a teacher and you meet another teacher, like every teacher knows another teacher from another teacher. Like that's just how it is. You know what I mean? Or if you're a nurse or if you work in business, it all runs the same. So you want to leave that good impression. And I know what it feels like to be rejected, right? Like, no one wants to be rejected. It's a crummy feeling, but that just means that there's something else out there for you, right? Like, I auditioned for another station that I was auditioning for mornings for, and I loved it, and it was amazing, loved the people, and, you know, it didn't work out, which was totally okay. I was really upset, and I was discouraged, but, you know, you have to keep on going on. And the great thing about this is, just because I didn't get that job, it was okay, right? Like, it wasn't a fit for me, but the people that worked for that station recommended me for the sister station across the hall, and they put in a good word for me. And they're like, hey, I think Hannah would be a great fit for this position. And they told me when we had the meeting of like when I didn't get the job, they're like, we are going to have your back. Like, there is going to be a position for you here. Like, there is. Like, you know, I just don't think the rock station was for me, right? I'm more of like a hot AC, top 40 country type of gal. And
yeah.
You know, you don't want to be someone that you're not on the air. You want to be yourself. And that's what's going to attract your audience. So, you know, just because one station didn't work out for me, like I said, I was upset. I was discouraged, but they had my back, that station, and put in that good word for me. And I ended up getting literally a job across the hall. Like, literally, it's right across the hall. So I get to see the people like all the time because I was really close friends. Like, I just remember I was like, Mom, like, I felt like I became family with them. Like, I did these events and I'm like, I still think of them as my family. And then this all happened. So everything happens for a reason. And I know that's so cliche to say, but especially in this business, like, just because if you don't get a job that you want, or this goes in general, like, that just means that there's something else out there that's meant for you and your personality. So,
yeah.
Marie, you are amazing. And of course, we're going to close this out. Where can everyone find the Radio Fam on social media? I know, but some people might not know. So where can they find you?
For those that don't know, you can find everything at theradiofam.com. And that'll have links to all the social media, but it's pretty easy across all social media platforms. I am The Radio Fam. And yeah, and then the podcast, I made that pretty easy. If you just go to theradiofampodcast.com, that'll also just bring you right to the podcast landing page, and you can listen on whatever your favorite listening platform is.
Oh, that is so great. I love it. I love the little promo there, Marie. You are amazing, like I said. And Marie is just living proof that you can make your dreams come true. Like I said, she started the Radio Fam thinking it was going to be a small, but look at, she's got thousands of followers. And I'm telling you, everyone that works in radio is obsessed with the Radio Fam. Marie does a great job keeping everyone tight-knit and close. And that's why when you meet someone in radio, if you're not in radio, you understand why everyone is friends in radio. Because of the Radio Fam. So, Marie, we appreciate everything you do. And for all of you out there, keep chasing those dreams, spreading those positive vibes. Anything is possible if you make it possible. Don't get upset if something doesn't work out for you. That just means that there's something else out there for you. Sending you nothing but positive vibes. Have a wonderful week.